This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Smoke Slam this weekend, folks.
Oh, it's huge.
It's coming. We got a lot going on. We got EYBL coming in. We got Smoke Slam going on this weekend, May 15th through the 17th. World-class barbecue, endless samples. Take the whole family down. Downtown Memphis, Tom Lee Park. You're going to have a blast. It's not just a barbecue competition. It's immersive. Got fireworks, got Ferris wheel, something for the entire family to do. Take them down. Experience it. Smoke Slam 2025.
Should be a good, well-organized event. We're hoping the rain holds off. It's going to be going on down there. Get your poncho, even if it is. You'll love the music lineup they've assembled as well. Shane Smith and the Saints, Revivalist, Country Music Giants, Big and Rich going to be down there. Waylon Wyatt. You're probably going to see an NCAA basketball coach or two or three or tens of them. Maybe even more, because you got EYBL in town as well. It's going to be the place to be, downtown at Tom Lee Park this weekend. Three-day passes, single-day tickets on sale right now at smokeslam.com. You can still get them. VIP experiences available as well. Going to be a good time, again, down at Tom Lee Park. This is May 15th through 17th, this coming weekend. Smoke Slam 2025 is here, John. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be smelling good down on the river.
Welcome back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN, and every day around this time, it's the Rundown, number one in the 901. Let's go. This is All the Headlines with Jason and John here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. That's actually not an AI-generated voice, by the way. That's a guy that we keep in the closet around here. We kind of just let him out every once in a while, do a little voiceover, put him right back in there, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people want, who is that? That's who that is. I'm not going to disclose his name for HIPAA purposes, you know what I mean? Because I don't think the conditions that he's kept here under are great.
Speaks to his tone.
Yeah, that's why, exactly. He doesn't sound like over...
Potential OSHA, issues going on.
Yeah, he doesn't sound too happy about it, right? Brad gives him his loaf of bread for the day and puts him back in there. He is here, and that is who that is for those people who are asking. We do have some news on speaking of voices and new voices in the NBA. Maybe you've heard of him coming to NBC this year. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, a special contributor, joining NBC as a special contributor as part of their new coverage in the NBA. Now, what that means, we don't know. We don't know exactly what special contributor means. I don't think this is going to be like a Jason Smith goes to the hood kind of thing. I don't think it'll be like that. But he'll be used in some capacity in a media form, in a media fashion, which, as we know, Jason, outside of Space Jam, he's never done anything like this. He's been very much out of the public eye, and here he comes voluntarily into it.
Space Jam. I mean, we used to get on Saturday Night Live and stuff, dude. It's not like we were just...
After 96?
I don't know if it was post, if he's done anything post 96, but
I just feel like we never hear from him at all. Like,
well,
I,
we get his version.
Right. Oh, we saw the dam. You're right. We
the
saw
last
the dam
during
that's
COVID.
What we got. But that was, like you said, that was just like.
Well, it was him.
A history
it was offered
recorded
by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, take that. It was entertaining, but take it for what it's overall.
You're saying
worth.
He can't author history in this role. He can't control the narrative in the way that he did The Last Dance in an analyst role.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
No, in a special contributor role.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I had to go make sure this you weren't giving me fake news.
Yeah.
The GOAT.
The GOAT is coming.
The guy y'all try to put somebody in the sentence with him every time.
Uh-huh.
But we don't. You can't do that.
Yeah, so he is joining the team.
They're loaded.
I had the whole list in front of me. I don't know where it went, but I think Jamal Crawford's on there.
Yeah. I think Jamal's doing games. And I've said, he's slick great.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
They've assembled a great team.
Yeah.
Now, will Ahmad Rashad be part of the deal for Mike to come back? I must know.
I
remember that was his Wendy, right? He was the guy. If you were going to have Mike, then it would be Ahmad Rashad doing the interview. If Michael was going to do an exclusive, better have Ahmad come over and do it.
Right.
You understand? That was his right-hand guy in the media. And I'm slick joking. Ahmad might be too old, but let me tell you, if you've seen him.
He's got to be younger than Mike, right?
Bro is aging. I mean, he's just aging finely. He's like fine wine.
Oh, no, he's 75.
Might be gone then. We might not be able to pull him up there. We need to do at least one because I'm telling you, Ahmad will give us the most comfortable Michael Jordan if he's up there with him. Even if Ahmad can only toss it to Mike, he's like an icebreaker for the GOAT.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, I would like to see some tribute to Ahmad, but I don't know that he'll be a part of the coverage.
I'll be disappointed.
Unfortunately. But, I mean, again, we don't really get – this is what we don't get from Mike. We get history through Mike's lens. We get, you know – I don't, is he still – he's not running the Hornets anymore, is he? Or is he still?
No, I think he's out. He sold him.
Okay, he sold him. So we don't get really anything from
him. I'm sure he's got a suite still up in there, like Cuban or something. But
he's a minority owner.
Yeah. But he still sold to go down
to
minority.
No, he did. Yeah, 100%. He was running it. And now he's not.
He made a fortune.
What we don't get from Mike is his view of the current game. We don't get that. We don't get his opinion on players today.
Do we want it?
Well, he did draft Frank Kaminsky in the top 10.
Well, he also drafted Kwame, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he? Yeah, he did.
Yes.
He did.
That's the worst one for him.
And then he played with him, didn't he?
Might have.
I can't remember. Wasn't he like running the team and
Babbage,
playing?
Straight Babbage.
I mean, he was doing something. He was doing something at the end of that. They were like, hey, whatever.
Kwame was in there crying after Mike drafted him.
Yeah.
And he said, what have I done?
Facts.
He did that, though. He was awful.
Yeah.
Awful as a talent evaluator.
But yes, Jordan is going to be a part of this thing in the NBC world, and I'm excited about it. I mean, I it's just so rare that we get to see him. Can you imagine like Michael Jordan like doing an editorial on Ja Morant? I mean,
won't be good, guys.
You're setting the bar low because you don't want to be disappointed.
No. I'm saying what he has to say about Ja, a man who prided himself, Michael Jordan, on playing every game. You're not going to like it.
Yeah,
I'm just getting you prepared. He's going to be a back-in-my-day type with Ja. Okay?
Yeah.
He's not just going to be enchanted.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared for that.
No, you know, he probably...
My guess is he's got a respect for him, but...
He probably would be. You're right.
He's going to say, that star doesn't play.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get from Mike on Ja.
Yeah.
It's going to be that type of tone, I would think. That type of vibe. I'm sure he's... Oh, this guy can be... a star and all that, because you have to game recognize game. He sees a player that makes his guys better every time he's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
High level matches that. We saw him when he was on the floor against OKC. You had the chance, it felt like, but no, it's going to be he has to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be that old school, because that's what's been for Barkley now. All these guys on Ja, that's where they're at on him.
Yes.
We've got to see it, and we've got to see it consistently.
Yeah, no,
Mike's not going to be any different on that.
You're right. You're exactly right.
It will be fascinating to hear Michael Jordan on Ja, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
But that's the end of it. I mean, it's not like... But again, like, I feel like we don't have that many. I mean, we have some. Like, you have KG who has a voice, right? You have, you know, some guys that have. But I feel like we don't have enough pure, like Shaq. Shaq is great, you know. And Chuck.
Shaq's funny.
We need more greats, as opposed to, like, the sort of, you know, good players that are probably better talkers. You see what I mean?
Yes.
We need more. Even if the greatness can't, you know, do it, we need to do it. I'd rather hear from somebody that doesn't have polished camera work, that was an unbelievable NBA player, than a guy who was a decent to good NBA player but is awesome on camera. Like, I
don't know. It's not always, it doesn't always work. I'm telling you, Mike, after a little while.
But see, you're a showman. You want the show. You want the performer. You want the guy that you don't care what he did in the NBA. If he is funny on and engaging on camera, you want to listen to what he has to say.
It doesn't have to. I mean, no, Jamal Crawford as an analyst on game, he's just fascinating the way he delivers
great,
it.
He was great, though. I mean, and he wasn't a.
Now, you don't put him in the greatness category,
though. You're right. He fits that.
I know a lot of people give Reggie grief. They've upped him. Reggie gets the big games now. Reggie's pretty solid.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Reggie Miller is of greatness. Yeah. I'm giving you Reggie Miller. Is that I think people wouldn't give him the other side. That
they
he's good
not.
At what he
Correct.
Does.
Correct.
Reggie's
they
good.
Would not give him that.
He's made mistakes. He's made, you know, you can go back and find them all on YouTube. But the guy brings an energy to it. And here's the difference
Reggie is a Hall of Famer.
I'm gonna tell you this. Or will be if he's not here's the thing that nobody will give him credit for. Unlike Barkley and Shaq and the rest of those guys, Reggie doesn't hate on the young dudes. There's none of that vibe. It's all about fun, NBA, the young ones he embraced. And sure, he'll say this guy needs to learn this. But there's not that back end. You don't get the old back in my day rocking chair Reggie that he sort of, you know, from Uncle Drew. I don't know if you saw that movie.
I know about it.
And he was actually unbelievable. He was great in it. I used to hate Reggie Miller. He's gotten better at his craft.
Yeah.
And he brings a great energy to the job. Some people would say he's not a good analyst. Reggie Miller's a great analyst. That's why he's constantly been bumped up.
Yeah. I'm more Reggie Miller's.
So there's one of your greatness. Apart from you is the guy doesn't have to be great necessarily to win, and you don't necessarily get the greatness when they're great. You would put Vince Carter in that role. I would not. I mean, Vince Carter was a great player. He's not great as an analyst.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, those UNC guys or something
about
them.
You're right.
They end up letting you down. Now we've said there are some good ones. Danny Green's on the rise.
I love talking to Danny Green.
Brendan Haywood, what's happened to him? At one point, was going up.
I think they stuck him with GP.
What's happened now?
He's stuck with GP on the college level, I think.
College level and does some NBA TV work.
He does some games, yeah.
NBA TV work. I think he did a game with Pranica this year.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, it's NBA TV work. That's not, it's not moving, you know. So has he topped out?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Vince, underwhelming.
Who's the guy?
Hansborough, I'll say it for you. Underwhelming. I know you work with them at Field of 68.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to temper my expectations of Michael.
As you should.
Only because, as well, think of it from the added media of sport that I follow very heavily, and that's the NHL. NHL on TNT, they have a good panel. For a while there, they had the great one Wayne Gretzky, on those panels. Dud.
Dud,
not
man.
Very
Some
good.
Some of the great ones ain't good.
Wasn't great.
Yep.
I mean, and just
so we can't just limit it to that.
You know who actually is good?
There is a North Carolina that is high on. I mean, Kenny Smith is good, and he has. Yeah, that's Kenny's why Kenny great. Smith is where
Kenny's
he is.
Great.
So I can't hate on all. There are good North Carolina guys that have come out of there. Vince has so disappointed me.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Mike, I think will remember. He's the ceiling is the roof guy. He gets a little nervous too sometimes. You know, you might get a few. You know. Memes out of this.
Yeah.
He's going to stumble.
Jordanisms.
Yeah.
You know who's actually fantastic? He doesn't do anything national, but like when I listen to him, I really freaking enjoy it. Antonio Daniels with the Pelicans. He's the Pelicans color commentary.
Yeah, you're going deep BC side there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, for me. I don't.
I was watching the Pelicans game last year. I was like, who is this? And it was Antonio Daniels. And
okay.
I was like, man, he's a very, very good analyst. I love the way he explains and sees the game.
Well,
you know?
I mean, he's not better than Brevin.
No one's better than Brevin. But
just so you know.
Within that, if we accept that as sort of a fundamental truth.
I mean, Brevin wants to be here, clearly. I think Brevin could be national.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm not just blowing smoke
because
we're in Memphis. He's that good. But yeah. He loves the Pranica relationship. I wonder if he's been offered, you know, even if it was to go to NBA TV and then move up from there and go to maybe one of the big boys.
Yeah.
He's that good.
Yeah, I agree. But there you have it. The NBC family is welcoming Michael Jordan as a special contributor.
I'm giddy, but not giddy.
Low expectations. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right, let's talk about it. Why are the Cowboys playing in the season opener against the Eagles and not the Detroit Lions or somebody? I think Detroit and the Eagles are on the schedule, too. So they could have done this.
Yeah.
We'll find out on Wednesday the full slate of games and win and everything else. We know home and aways for each team. I got John out in Vegas this year at some point. We'll find out the dates and times on Wednesday. But before that, we'll obviously get little tidbits. And today we got, or at least at some point recently, we got the opener there. What you're going to get to, I'm sure, before Wednesday, holiday games. You know, those games will come out beforehand. NFL real smart on how it does this. And I sort of asked that in terms of Cowboys. Listen, in many places, many corners of this country, they are still America's team. And so there's not going to be any slack on ratings or any, you know, low numbers when you got Cowboys out there. I just thought, again, and it's in the NFC East battle, and it always is. And the NFC East now with Washington and what it's done, we'll see on Giants. But those three, Cowboys, man, go out and get George Pickens. He's got a 1 and a 2 now, Dak Prescott does.
Yeah.
Now, many Cowboys fans are out on Dak. That's your guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Micah still on defense. They should be playoff team, especially now that you don't just have CeeDee Lamb running around there as the only thing to throw to. So, solid game, but you should reward teams like Detroit and Philly at this point, probably.
Yeah,
I'd have preferred that, but everybody will be watching Cowboys Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I like you said,
September 4th, by the way.
I understand. I mean, Super Bowl champions have played in the first game 20 times since 2004. So it tends to happen quite a bit, right? Every single year. But I don't know if I love the fact that it's a divisional game to kick off. You know, like, it's not like I'm not going to watch it.
Was it Bears Packers a few years back? I don't know, maybe not. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I have to
I don't have all of them in front of me.
Yeah. Like, let's look at the NFL. It's the NFL kickoff game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I pulled it up. Last year it was
that might have been a different
Ravens Chiefs
kickoff. Yeah.
Where year before that Chiefs Lions, year before that Bills Rams, year before that Cowboys Bucks.
That's what I'm saying. You usually get the
Texans Chiefs before that. It was Packers Bears in 2019.
Okay, I said a few years back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's never divisional.
Okay. Yeah.
It's almost always out.
No,
of
you're right.
Which, you know, like I just kind of. I just would. I don't. I don't. I mean. I get it. It's Cowboys Eagles. You're going to get amazing.
Cowboys should be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Should be right.
But it's not that. It doesn't really excite me that much.
What's the number on them this year? Have you seen it roundabout? The the win total.
I think it's like 8.5.
Yuck.
Yeah. It's nothing crazy. They lost a lot.
Yeah. Even the Cowboys fans. My man Raymond saying it should have been Detroit or Washington.
Yeah. Exactly.
Washington's probably a bigger draw right now. Just NFL story.
Yeah.
Now Cowboys going to rate, but
yeah.
Where they are with Jaden Daniels, man, you want to see him before you want to see Dak Prescott all day, every day.
What are the? We don't know the Week 1 games yet, right? We don't know.
No, we don't. No. Yeah.
So it's
it'll trickle out before Wednesday.
But yeah, like you know,
some of the others.
There were so many. There were so many teams that are like up and coming this year. You know, like I would have probably put the Bills in there. You know, I would have probably put you know, maybe the Jags with Travis Hunter. You know, I would have had him in the mix.
We put in playoff teams in there.
Bo Nix and the Broncos, I would have had him in the mix. Jaden Daniels, of course. You know, Lions kind of had their turn. So I think it's kind of time for somebody else.
I like the Washington pick over Cowboys, though.
Washington for sure.
Washington Eagles would have been great. That's high level.
Yeah. I mean, I think like Bills Commanders would have been unbelievable.
Cowboys is a force. You definitely should have Washington in there. That's a no-brainer.
Like Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen. You know, we don't need the Ravens. We don't need the Bengals again. We don't need all these sorry teams in there. You know, you're saying it's got to be a great team, obviously. So I mean, it does kind of like limit our options, like Broncos, Bills, Commanders, in terms of guys and teams that we don't always see. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I like Cowboys on that over. You think is it still 8 with George Pickens now?
I don't think he
did. It go up a half a game? Did it go up a game?
I don't think he would have moved it.
Dude, it's a 1-2. You got a real 1-2 now. That's a major difference potentially.
Let's see. Raiders wins.
I'm going over on 8.5 if it's 8.
It's 7.5.
Good grief.
Over minus 130.
It got worse.
That one's speaking.
It got worse.
It's speaking to me. Yeah. Am I I think. Am I looking like a square?
I think usually anybody that bets over on Cowboys is a square. Like just generally
7.5. We just got Pickens. Notice I say we here.
They got no offensive line.
What's their schedule actually look like?
They got no offensive line, bro. That's the problem.
I don't know what they're out of.
I want to tell you
divisions are.
Are they playing the NFC North? Is it us? They.
I don't know.
And then the AFC. I think they might have the North. I saw some.
Because if it's that, I mean, that's a really tough slate.
100%.
So.
No, you're right. It must be. That number must be have some schedule impact because the schedule is difficult.
Yeah.
Even outside of the, obviously the East is much better now.
Right.
Have 4 tough games.
Yes.
Against Eagles and the Commanders.
Yes.
Giants are they have a defense.
Let's
though.
See.
They don't have a defense because they got Abdul with the Burns.
Brian Burns and Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence.
They'll have a defense.
Who's quarterback? Dart or Russ? One of the two.
Probably Russ.
Russ to start the year.
Yeah.
Did you see Dart learning all the names?
Yeah.
He's being real smart. Yeah.
So I have the schedule that isn't like obviously the dates
home
and times. So we've got at Panthers, at Bears, home to the Giants and Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Vikings.
So definitely in the North. We knew that. We said that.
Cardinals, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos.
It's the West. It's the AFC West they play.
And then they sprinkle in as well the Jets. The Jets, the Cardinals, and the Panthers are the three
outside
spares.
Of the two. Yep.
Look out for the Panthers, though, brother. This is the year.
What are you saying that with a smile on your face for?
Bryce Young was turning up at the end of the year.
Did y'all just sign a Panther or something?
No, that dude saved me $2,000 at the end of the year with that one over the Saints, bro. Or the Falcons. It was the Falcons.
No wonder.
Because you know I had
Betting
the over
memory.
On the I had the over on the win total.
That's right.
That's right. It was 4.5. They were the worst team in the NFL. Bryce got benched. Dalton comes in. He was a disaster. Left with no choice. Who's my guy? Canales. He says, all right, we got to go back to Bryce. We got to do it. We got to give him a chance. And Bryce comes in, and, bro, he was unreal. He was unreal at the end of that year. And, compared to what he was.
I'm about to calm down.
And he's
still, has he grown? He's still a tiny man. He can't grow.
No, he has not grown. But they did draft the big kid from Arizona, the receiver.
Tet.
Yeah, Tet. So, they may have something, bro. Chuba and
this is what I need to know from you.
Tet.
Is there a day of the week that if the game is on Raiders Bears, we can't go?
No. Not with modern technology.
If it's a Thursday, a Sunday, or a Monday, we're going.
Yeah, I mean we live in a world now of radio where you can do this show from Zoom. I mean
I get that. I understand that. You do it all the time.
Yeah, there's
I'm
no.
I'm just saying, just making sure. Even if it's a Thursday night game, that's not that.
We'll do the show. We'll go up Thursday, do the show, or not do the show Thursday, but then we'll do the show Friday. I mean, whatever. We'll take off. I don't care. I mean, we're going to go.
I want to walk into that.
Is it a home game in Chicago?
No, it's in Vegas, bro. Oh, we know that already. We just don't know what point of the year and what day, what time it will be.
Those tickets are going to be insane, though. I'm used to
spending a lot.
Yes.
I thought that because there's so many seats, you can get a good.
Nah,
seat
bro.
Because
the excitement for the Raiders this year is going to be higher than it's been in a long time. Because Gino and Genty and Pete.
I thought Bears fans would come in there and take it over. Like that's essentially what happens week to week.
I mean, it depends
just like with Titans.
You got to understand the Raiders were
Vegas. It's a transplant city, though.
Bad
it's not,
last 2 years.
It's still a transplant city, though. Who I imagine most fan bases are going to be like, we're making that trip to Vegas just because the town it is,
but,
right?
But Bears fans will get the prices jacked up because the Raiders fans who have those tickets know that they'll pay. That's what happens.
But what Minnesota? You saw how'd they do? What was that fan base?
There are a ton of Vikings fans.
Oh, so did they take over?
I saw the Falcons as well. Yeah. I even saw them. Falcons fans were. They were
That's what I'm
them.
Telling you.
Yeah.
That, because everybody's going to make that at least, you know, sort of a bucket list thing when your team is playing in Vegas.
Absolutely.
And I just, you guys are better, but Vegas is still a transplant city.
Yes.
With a bunch of fans from other places that have moved there.
Yes.
So I'm sure your fan base is growing.
Well,
we're going to take that thing over is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean.
Bears fans, we come out of the woodwork.
Y'all probably be half of the building.
I'm looking for more.
I mean, it just depends on. Okay.
I'm very excited about that. And
where
finding
both
out
teams are, right?
Especially after I lose this underdog contest with your Pacers and my Nuggets.
That's exactly right,
feeling
my friend.
Very competitive. I have to be competitive with you about something.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I gotta go out there for the Bears game, and then I gotta go out there for the Jags game with Caffey. So I got a couple of
go see our man Seth Hennigan.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Seth Hennigan, Memphis football sent John Gruden a bunch of gear. He opened it up on Twitter. Yeah, he got the helmet, got the polo.
I saw the eye roll. Ole Miss did the same thing because Dart did the show as well.
I mean, it's good pub. Dude.
Did you see Gruden called the Jags? Isn't that where he's at, right? I'm not mistaken that with Seth.
Yeah. No, Hennigan's. Yeah.
Gruden called ahead of them.
Yeah.
See?
And said,
this is
waiting to get a load of this guy.
I did not know he did that.
Yes. And look at the comments. Look, the comments are there. Jeff was reading them from the general manager. He was like, I didn't know this. I'm paraphrasing. I basically didn't know who he was until he showed up. He's off to a good start. I mean, that's essentially what it was. Like, I didn't
Silent
watch
assassin.
It. And what did he say? He said, oh, I found out he's a coach's son. The guy's got a brain. He's like, we're off to a good start with this guy. It was rookie camp.
Yeah, Liam Cohen, the coach, said, we'll get there, right? I mean, I'm still getting to know him. Just met him. I'll be honest, I didn't watch a ton of his tape before we ended up bringing him in.
Yeah.
And then once we did,
coach,
I got to talk to him.
My bad, it's a coach.
John Gruden actually hit me up about him, shot me a text. I think they spent some time together during the offseason, so you can definitely see the coach's kid mentality. He did a great job of calling the plays, having command. I mean, we weren't just out there calling one play. We were calling plays to play calls. He was handling all that stuff well. So time will tell, but, you know, definitely a good guy to start off with.
Yeah, I'm not sure what – Jeff kind of analyzed that last sentence.
Yeah.
Good guy to start off with. Is that positive or a negative?
I think
he mean start off camp and then dump later?
Yeah, I think it's completely noncommittal, bro. I think it's like, dude, they didn't even know who this dude was before John Gruden.
Well, that scared me, but he obviously was – dude, he's calling the plays. He's dumping plays. He's showing them everything, bro. We're going to make this team.
Who's their backup quarterback right now?
We can be third string.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it.
It's Nick Mullins. Ugh. I mean, yeah, he's got a chance.
He's got a pretty good chance.
He could overtake.
I told y'all, this guy's going to last 10 to 12 years as a backup quarterback in this league.
He's fourth on the depth chart.
And moving up.
It's going to come down to him or Wolford. You know, Wolford is, I mean, if you can't beat out John Wolford, bro, I'm sorry. It's not your time. I mean, that dude.
Honestly, I'd take Seth as a backup quarterback.
Coach's son,
right,
not
right
gonna make
second.
Mistakes. That's what they want.
He's probably not beating out Nick Mullins.
He's great in the quarterback room because he knows all the stuff. He can be called on. He's gonna answer. He'll make the guy above him look bad.
Mm-hmm.
The second stringer look bad on his knowledge of the mm-hmm. game plan. He's useful in that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna make it, man.
Yeah,
looking at this quarterback,
we didn't
game
win a conference title with
it.
Him.
Yeah,
it's not his fault.
So what's interesting on the on the depth chart of the Jags is that they have Travis Hunter listed as the number two receiver, but they only have him listed as the backup CB. I guess that would be.
I saw something about that. I forgot which reporter or insider it was put something out that he's going to start off just doing receiver drills, and I think next week or like the full mini camp is
yeah the flip
working.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
I mean,
one side first.
And I'll be honest. Yeah. If Travis Hunter ends up being a one way guy, like, and it's just receiver, I think they probably paid too much. And they traded away a lot to get him, you know? I mean, I think you do that in the hopes that, or at least where I was sitting, like, you get a chance to get either, you know, or both of a lockdown corner or a great receiver. But if it's going to be like a receiver thing, like, I would want it to be the opposite. I would want him to be a lockdown quarter with a chance to be a good receiver versus a great receiver with a chance to be a good – you know what I mean? I would want DB to be the primary focus just because the way the league is going. I'm not spending a top two pick on a receiver. I know that has happened. We had this argument – you know, not really an argument, but this discussion, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago when we got drafted. But, you know, you find Justin Jefferson's in the 20s, you know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if the gamble is worth it. But
before we get to JJ Greer from Memphis Tourism to talk about the EYBL this weekend, is now not a good place because we've got Respect Burgers at 1, Calkins at 125 to get in. We do have two games tonight. He went 2-2 over the weekend. Why don't we do Fade Brad here?
Yeah,
as part of the rundown.
Yeah, let's do it.
2-2 put him at 24-19 now, John, on this playoff season. And is Brad against the spread? And yes, that's a winning record. Usually he's a loser. And usually the weekends have been awful for him. But he did go 2-2. He got Cleveland that first night, -5.5. Missed on OKC, -5.5. And then Knicks plus 5.5. He was at 1-2. And dang, Warriors. You see that? What that in? He had Warriors plus 5.5.
Oh, my God.
That was
God.
A 5-point game. Bad beat.
I had them Timberwolves minus 5.5.
We should have had a 1-3 weekend from Brad. And freaking the Wolves let the Warriors get within 5 at the end. Brad had 5.5. And the Warriors.
That one hurt.
That hurt me. It's bad beat for us.
Yep.
And for anyone fading Brad at this point. Again, 24-19 on the season. Do we have his picks in?
We got him?
We do have his picks.
All right. Who we got today?
Well, you're the setup man, remember?
Oh, that's right.
We don't want to confuse George, King George again.
Yeah.
You set it up for him.
As
he knocks
tell,
it out of the
Brad's
park with
doing
Brad's picks.
A little bit too much winning for me to get it so excited. But
that is understandable.
Boston is on the road at the Knicks. Number is Boston minus 6.5, trying to even this thing up at 2 apiece.
This time we got even less than we got on Friday when it came to detail and reasoning. All we got was Knicks plus 6.5. Yes, the Knicks.
Okay.
That's all we got.
He's been a busy man.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So definitely hate that one. I do hate the Knicks pick there. I cannot stand that. I don't think the Knicks are very good. I think this is where the Celtics are taking control.
Yeah.
They shot the hell out of the ball game 3. We're regressing to the mean here.
We didn't talk about it. I guess Tatum was better, huh?
He couldn't miss. He could not miss. So I'm happy to fade him here, minus 6.5. Feels fair. Feels fair. Got to tell you. So there you go. You got the Celtics minus 6.5 on the road. And then, whew, I need this one, buddy. I need this one because we may start partying if I can get this one. Minnesota going for the 3-1 lead. On the road at Golden State, Minnesota is minus 5.5 on the road again.
I know he talked about his strategy, and he just keeps on going back and forth with it. Now he's got Timberwolves minus 5.5. Steph still questionable. I think at this point he's still than questionable.
No,
he's not
out.
Playing. He's
Steph
out.
Is out.
Steph is out. So he's got Timberwolves minus 5.5.
So, yeah, very interesting because if I recall, Brad had Golden State plus 5.5, heart of a champion.
He did.
In game three, but no more heart of a champion in game four. It's over, the heart of a champion. But he did not have the heart of a champion with the Denver Nuggets because he laid the 6 with OKC on Friday night.
Yeah, 5.5, 6.
So he is very selective as to where he does apply that heart of a champion moniker to.
Mm-hmm.
He did not apply it to the Warriors tonight. He's got Minnesota. I'm not really excited to bet Minnesota here. I'm not really excited to bet Golden State. I'm going to sit back on this one and just hope that the Timberwolves get the job done so I can get a 3-1 lead going back to Minnesota. You know, Ant-Man called it out with Gary Payton. He said, y'all just trying to get to game 6. Y'all can get Wardell back. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
It was at a free throw line, and, Ant-Man's mic'd up, and he tells Gary Payton the second. He's like, yeah, I know what y'all trying to do. Y'all just trying to get to game 6, y'all can get Wardell back.
We said that was the game plan, just get to 6.
And Peyton was like, that is the plan. It was good. It was good stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was good stuff.
Ant-Man, Ant just brings it out of him.
Oh, he does. And the way he took over at the end of that game was unreal.
Well, he needed to.
Yes, he did. And he did.
Because I will tell you, he the Wolves have not been great in this series.
Not
That's
at all.
Just how depleted the Warriors are now.
Not at all.
Stuff.
But he finished with 36, and a lot of that came in the fourth. He took over when he had to take over. So, very impressive stuff. So there you have it. Brad is taking the Minnesota Timberwolves minus 5.5 and the New York Knicks.
The Knicks plus 6.5.
Okay. Yes. That'll be his, fade Brad for.
And you said this feels like a 1-1 to you.
Every single one of them feels like 1-1, in these two game slates, you know,
I mean, gambling, betting segments have bad years.
They do. Brad was great for us last year. Has not been as dependable this year for us.
Right,
you know,
but what it proves is they are integrity picks.
Every year we'll continue to do it, and hopefully at the end of it, when it's
he'll
all said and done,
he'll get bad again because he is bad.
That's right.
He's not good at this.
I mean, his logic for the Knicks is yes, Knicks.
He's super busy.
I'm just saying,
he's
you're
a
not,
super busy man. He's got 7 jobs.
You're not retiring to Bora Bora on
it doesn't
yes
feel like
Knicks,
it.
Right? I mean, right. That's just not gonna happen.
Yes, Knicks is like the old Marv Albert.
Right.
Yes.
But you can win one game with that logic, for sure. We'll come back. J.J. Greer is going to join us. We'll talk to him about this EYBL event that's coming.
Huge.
To Memphis this weekend, what it's all about, the impact, right, on the city and
yep.
And everything else. We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
FM, ESPN. J.J. Greer is a name you need to know, Memphians, if you don't already. Yep, that last name's familiar. He's the son of Memphis media great Jarvis Greer. There's no question about it. It's the work he's doing right now, though, over at Memphis Tourism as the director of sports and events that you really need to know about, because it's been super impactful work for Memphis, especially economically here, and it's done it for a couple of years now. He joins us now out of his busy day, has taken some time to join us. First off, brother JJ, welcome, man. You know, you we love having you on, and John tells me you guys back in the day former classmates. Now, that's part I didn't know.
Yeah. To University of Memphis alumni, proud Tigers, and thank you so much for the great intro and the welcome music and everything, man. I'm feeling good. I'm hyped up.
Bro, we are always happy to have you and always happy to shine the light on what you're doing for your city. And from that post over with Memphis Tourism, who, for folks that don't know, obviously works under Kevin Kane over there and doing very important work. And this week, we'll see it, but JJ, what I want to get to is you've been doing this for a while now, and the last few weeks it's been packed over at the new Memphis Sports and Events Center. You've got the EYBL coming in. Nike EYBL, we know them well now here in Memphis. They brought a couple of sessions in previously. This year, though, and you can speak to this, feels even bigger because we've got session two here coming up this weekend and a live NCAA recruiting period. And so the expectation is to have all the college coaches, that whole community here as well?
Absolutely. I can confirm, Jason, that this will be the largest EYBL event in EYBL's history. So this will be the largest basketball tournament that Nike Elite Youth Basketball has put on in terms of sheer team size, 206 teams. Now, these are the best 15U, 16U, 17U teams in the country and really probably the world, if you think about it, just with the way USA basketball stands and the talent level that we have from top to bottom we have in this country. I mean, these are the best, 15U, 16U teams, 17U teams in the entire world. So this will be the largest event. You already said it. This is the only NCAA live recruiting period in the spring. So we're going to have over 400 college coaches and scouts in town. So, the hometown team, Penny's going to be there. I'm sure Coach Cal is going to be there. You name it, they'll be there, the who's who of college coaches. And even just from a referee standpoint, an official standpoint, we need over 300 officials to be able to officiate these games. And, you know, these aren't just, you know, your regular church league run-of-the-mill officials. These are oftentimes, you know, Division I referees. So we'll have over 300 of just officials alone coming in and staying in our hotels, boosting our economy and officiating these games. So we couldn't be more thrilled. It's going to be a huge weekend at the Memphis Sports and Event Center.
Huge, huge, huge. And then last year we had you on, and I want our listeners to understand this. And we had him in for a session. You spoke to 100, I think it was 174 last year, UIBL Champions League teams, other teams coming in. The number you put on it, 2.8 million last year, and it was 5,000 plus hotel rooms you mentioned full last year. With the extra layer, JJ, of NCAA coaches coming in, like if we're 2.8 and 5,000 plus hotel rooms on just the players, those teams, all those teams coming in, you got the same number. Sounds like more teams coming in this year, but the extra layer, and I hear spinoff events because it's a live period, you'll have other events going on all over the city. What are you thinking? What are you guys thinking down at Memphis Tourism in terms of a number, in terms of economic impact? This one feels like we could, you know, well, I don't want to get ahead of my double, triple. What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, Jason, that's top-tier prep work coming with the data and the research from last year to this year, year over year, doing the preparation and planning. I love it. You're exactly right. So last year we had the $2.8 million. This year we're looking to exceed $4.5 million in economic impact for the city with all of these players and coaches and scouts and the family members alone, you know, coming in to watch, of course, their son playing at this high level. This is such a high level event. And to go along with that, as we've already said, it's an NCAA live period event. So all the coaches are going to be there. So the stakes are raised even higher, but $4.5 million, just this event alone, Nike YBL session two, and over 8,000 hotel rooms is what we're projecting for this event, May 16 through 18. Here in Memphis at the Memphis Sports and Event Center. So, and then you're exactly right. There's also other, I don't want to call them spinoff events because they're events in and of their own right, but they do like to be around Nike YBL, especially during the live period. So we'll also be hosting Made Hoops this weekend as well at Bartlett High School, and they'll be at P7 Sports Academy competing there. So some good players in that tournament as well. So you're exactly right. There's just all kinds of events that are happening ancillary to Nike YBL. And of course, you know, with all these coaches in town, they're going to be having dinners, getting together, making deals and all that other stuff. So I'm sure you'll see them out and about at the restaurants around town, or who knows, maybe even Memphis and May Barbecue Fest right across the parking lot at Liberty Park, or they might even make their way downtown to Smoke Slam Barbecue Festival. So a big weekend in Memphis and Shelby County, and lots of people are going to be out.
Yeah, so, I mean, JJ, is the idea, huge, I mean, dude. Because I know there was a time when AAU Nationals, right, were in Memphis, and you know, is the idea to, you know, hopefully an event like this goes off, it goes well, you know, you have the you know, benefits of the city. Is the idea to just hope to be the hub, like the capital for AAU basketball, especially with a venue like, you know, the Memphis Sports? I mean, because every time it comes up, I just hear people rave about it. Is that the idea here?
That is exactly the idea. And, you know, the genesis behind it, you know, we used to host AAU Nationals. I used to play in that event way back in the day, it seems like now. But then all of these cities, all these destinations around the country started building these mega facilities, right, and all these courts under one roof. And if you can remember back in the AAU National days in Memphis, they were playing all over Shelby County, yep, right, and gyms all across the city. So you had to drive, you know, who knows, all over the city. And then once these mega facilities started to get built, you can have everything under one roof, right? So it became so much easier. And then so AAU left. Now, of course, we have the 16 courts at the Memphis Sports and Event Center, and we have the 5 courts at P7 Sports Academy. So we've got a plethora of indoor courts now to where these players and their families and college coaches, they can go to one building or just two buildings and see everybody they need to see on various different courts. So you're exactly right. I think people around the country, they've known, but now they're being reminded as to why Memphis is the basketball capital of the United States, and especially the youth basketball capital with Nike YBL. I mentioned Made Hoops. We just finished hosting Next Pro, which is Puma basketball Pumas basketball youth circuit the past two weekends at the Memphis Sports and Events Center. So we're rocking and rolling, and we want to keep it going.
Man, then I heard you had New Balance in there a couple of weeks before that, and they're all doing – are you doing like 150 to 200 teams? You mentioned it. Puma 2 weeks, right? And then a New Balance, yeah. If I'm not – so you're filling that thing up every week, at least this month, it feels like. It's if I'm adding that all up and it's 150 teams each time it comes through, and we're looking at, you know, 2 million, 2.8, whatever it is, or something like that, dude, this is happening weekly for you at that building.
Well, April and May just are really huge. Big months in the youth basketball landscape, and we're certainly participating in that. And a lot of these dates, a lot of these weekends are very coveted weekends. And even the fact that we had a strong event this past weekend over Mother's Day weekend, a lot of times that can be a no-no with event operators. But at the same time, when they have a chance to come to Memphis to compete in a facility like that and play against the best competition, because that's another thing that a lot of these event operators that we work with, they want to go to a location or a destination that has a strong base, home base in basketball, which, of course, Memphis is incredibly strong historically, and it still is, and it's only getting stronger. So when everything kind of adds together, not to mention our geography, we're a great drive market as well for these teams and these families coming in. So you're exactly right. I mean, April and May have just been absolutely huge, and we're looking to extend that into June and July as well. We've had New Balance basketball in. That's also a massive tournament. We're going to host their championship event in July, in which we're expecting hundreds of teams for that event too. It's called the P32 Final, July 18th through 20th. So at the Memphis Sports and Events Center. So no, you're exactly right. We're bringing lots of teams in, and they want to be Memphis. They want to be in Memphis.
I must ask you, JJ, you just talked about relationships and making them stronger. And we know that Memphis and the city, you grew up with it. I did too. The relationship that the city has with Nike, right? In terms of what Nike employs, Willie Gregory and sort of what he's meant to this city and his relationship with Nike and here. And I just, it feels like, because I spoke to it, spoke to this with Coach Norton Heard the Fourth, who I know you're familiar with Team Thad. It feels like this relationship with Nike, where you've got it, where they're bringing an EYBL session to you, and that's economic impact and hotel rooms and everything else. But when they decide to, okay, we're going to make session two for you guys, where you get the live period. You're going to benefit from another layer of economic boom, whatever, lack of a better word, because we're going to bring the coaches. That's Nike obviously loving what you guys have done for them at the and obviously loving the MSEC. I mean, you mentioned the 16 courts. That facility must fit them perfectly for them to up the ante a little bit, right, and say, you know what, we're going to give you more. Can you just speak to that relationship and sort of your part in it? Clearly, you've got, I mean, you're keeping that thing full, but with this relationship with Nike in particular, seems like you've helped add to it, brother, in terms of what they've committed to.
It's a tremendous partnership with Nike, and you mentioned it, Jason. I certainly didn't start the Nike Memphis partnership, but I'm happy to be participating in it now. And you mentioned one big name, Willie Gregory. He's the man. You know, I know a lot of people talk about him and drop his name, but I can assure you that,
yes, sir.
You know, and working with him and knowing him, he is definitely the man. And his name carries a lot of weight, not just obviously in Memphis, but around the country, right, and around the world. That is Nike. So, just in speaking to Willie and speaking to the operators of the Nike EYBL event, you know, they're so excited to be here in Memphis and to come back year after year. And they chose Memphis,
huge.
Right? They chose this weekend, this live period weekend, to be in Memphis because they understand that not only are all these teams going to come in and bring the economic impact and the millions of dollars into Memphis and Shelby County, but it's big for the locals as well. When I go to the event, you see people that, you know, around town that just love basketball.
Yep.
And you get to see the highest level basketball, 17U and under. You know, I liken it to being able to sit courtside at a high level Division I college basketball game.
No doubt.
I mean, a couple years ago, got to watch Cooper Flagg and last year AJ DeBonsta and the Boozer twins. I mean, these are you know, they're kids, of course, but
best
they're going to be
best.
NBA players in a year or two, right? And Cooper Flagg's projected to be number one pick coming up this year, so. And obviously they have huge following. So it's not just great, of course, if you like basketball, but even the kids right now, the players these days, they have such a big following, millions of followers, you know, online and on social media. So it's also turning into a star-studded event as well, Jason. You'll see all kinds of, you know, players walking through there, whether it's Carmelo Anthony, yep. Maybe even Ja Morant or Dikembe Mutombo. It's really just a who's who of basketball, you know, when you go to these events. And it's only $15 a day, you know, out there at the MSEC at the Memphis Sports and Event Center. So for a great price, you get to watch some of the highest level 17U basketball and under in the world.
Absolutely huge. And we're talking, of course, with J.J. Greer, Director of Sports and Events for Memphis Tourism. Last thing I got for you, I know you're a busy man. I must know, and it felt like initially maybe it was part of the plan, but how important in terms of keeping what you're doing, this work, right, getting Nike back and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.